From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Russia has officially recognized the independence of two regions of Georgia. That decision escalates the standoff between Russia and Western leaders, and it violates Russia's ceasefire with Georgia. Today, from his ranch in Texas, President Bush issued a statement condemning Russia's announcement. He said granting the two regions independence, quote, exacerbates tensions and complicates diplomatic negotiations. In a moment, we'll hear reaction from Georgia. First, to NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Moscow.
The timing of President Dmitry Medvedev's nationally televised announcement was a surprise, coming just one day after Russia's parliament called on him to recognize Abkhazia and South Ossetia.
Я подписал указы.
Russia's French-brokered ceasefire with Georgia states that the region's status would be decided in future negotiations. But a stern Medvedev today said Georgia's attack against the South Ossetian capital Skhinvali earlier this month gave South Ossetia and Abkhazia the right to choose their own status. Medvedev said he had no choice but to sign decrees recognizing their independence.
Грузинское руководство методично готовилось к войне.
The Georgian authorities methodically prepared for war, Medvedev said. Georgia never planned to solve this conflict peacefully. President Mikhail Saakashvili chose genocide to solve his political tasks. Russia's invasion of pro-Western Georgia in response to Tbilisi's attack on South Ossetia caused a serious rift with the West. Moscow's move to redraw the map of the Caucasus Mountains region today prompted a wave of international condemnation. But speaking to reporters, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov dismissed the possibility Moscow would face international isolation.
No, I don't believe this should be really a doomsday scenario. I believe common sense should prevail.
Although many analysts said today's decision was a payback for the West's recognition of Kosovo's independence, Lavrov rejected the connection, saying the circumstances were completely different. In another breach of Russia's ceasefire with Georgia, Lavrov said Russian troops would remain indefinitely on Georgian territory outside the two breakaway regions. He said the ceasefire allowed Russia to undertake additional security measures,
which is absolutely crucial to monitor the Georgians and to send an early warning if they start a new military adventure.
Russian troops are stationed at Georgia's Black Sea port of Poti, which is far from Abkhazia and South Ossetia, and where Washington says a U.S. warship will unload humanitarian aid tomorrow. Speaking to the BBC today, Medvedev accused the United States of smuggling weapons into Georgia. But despite Western countries' criticism of Russia, they have very little leverage over Moscow. Medvedev told Russian television today Moscow is not afraid of a new Cold War. Analyst Kirill Rogov says the Russian authorities have made a conscious decision to stop Russia's integration with the West. Today's announcement is a bomb in Russia's relations with the West, he said. It's been detonated to make sure Russia doesn't follow a more liberal pro-Western path. Rogov said today's decision would adversely affect Russia's development and international standing for years to come. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.